Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 94. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight with a low around 60. North winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some showers throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. Clear with a low around 54 Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities investigating a shooting in rural South Central Kansas on May 3rd that sent four people to the hospital have identified the victims as Cody McLaughlin, 33, of Winfield, Bailey Rivers, 24, Elia Rodriguez, 36, and Juan Miguel Martinez, 20, all three of Arkansas City, according to Undersheriff Christina McDonald. All four were in rural Cowley County when an unknown suspect began firing at them. They fled the area and ended up at the Seven Clans Casino north of Newkirk, Oklahoma, to seek help. All four have been released from the hospital in Wichita and or Ponca City, where they've been receiving care. Rivers and Martinez are being held in the Cowley County Jail on unrelated charges for probation violation warrants, according to McDonald. On Wednesday, Governor Laura Kelly signed a bipartisan bill phasing out over 3 years the state's 6.5% sales tax on groceries. The bill signed by Kelly scheduled the first reduction in the state sales tax on food to 4% in January. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Two men died in an accident just after 5 p.m. Tuesday in Gray County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2007 Chevrolet Cobalt driven by Paul Robert Rangel, 64, of Garden City, was eastbound on U.S. 50, 16 miles west of Kansas 23. The car traveled onto the south shoulder. Upon correcting, the car traveled left of center and collided with a westbound 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan driven by Donald Lewis Woolsey, 50, of Garden City. Rangel and Woosley were pronounced dead at the scene. The Salina Police Department has issued a statewide silver alert for 78-year-old Joyce Bear. She has not been seen since Sunday and has been without her needed medications. She was last seen traveling from Junction City to Salina, but she never did arrive. She was known to be in a black Ford Fusion, Kansas license 631-MBD. She's described as 5'2", 150 pounds, with blue eyes and gray hair. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Republicans are struggling to put the bruising campaign for governor behind them. The GOP held a rally Wednesday that... Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Republicans are struggling to put the bruising campaign for governor behind them. The GOP held a rally Wednesday that was intended to highlight party unity, but instead showed division following the first major loss for a candidate endorsed by Donald Trump in this year's midterm elections. Fissures remained evident in the hours after the primary was called for Jim Pillen, a University of Nebraska regent backed by Governor Pete Ricketts. Charles Herbster, the Trump-backed candidate, appeared briefly at the event, but left without taking questions or endorsing Pillen. Scotts Bluff police responded to a domestic assault when officers arrived on the scene. 30-year-old DeAndre Regans was the person of interest of the incident. Court documents stated that when officers got to the scene, they notified Regans' ex-girlfriend crying and shaking. She also advised officers that they had begun to argue, and Regans said he would find out who she was with and kill them and her. Regans was arrested for third-degree domestic assault. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 42% of Gage County voters turned out for Tuesday's primary election, boosted by contested races for governor on both tickets, as well as several other state races. On the Republican ticket, Adrian Smith won the congressional ballot, and Gage County went with Jim Pillen in a three-way race for governor. Charles Herbster finished just ahead of Brett Lindstrom. In a county contested ballot for Board of Supervisors, District 7, incumbent Terry Juergens held off a challenge from Randy Ferking, tallying 72% of the votes, 323 to 121. On the Democratic side, David Else was the favorite for Congress and Carol Blood for governor. Primary winners advanced to the November general election. Beatrice voters Tuesday passed an economic development question on the ballot with 58% voting yes, 1,695 to 1,211. And Wymore voters chose Milton Pike for mayor, edging Colin Mainz by 7 votes, 133 to 126. That in a three-way race with several write-ins as well. Pike is the apparent winner based on unofficial totals, receiving just over 45% of ballots. Robert Morgan wins a four-way race for Beatrice mayor. Senior salutes airing this week and next with area high school graduations this weekend. Frankfort and Centralia commencement Saturday at 10:30 with 20 seniors at Frankfort, 26 at Centralia. In Axtell, 7 will graduate Saturday at 11. Diller O'Dell commencement is Saturday at 2 with 16 seniors. Valley Heights at 2 on Saturday will graduate 20. Southern High commencement Saturday is at 5 with 22 graduates. Hanover and Lynn ceremonies are Sunday at 1. Hanover has 14. Lynn has 12 seniors. Washington County will graduate 20 Sunday at 2. Finally, Marysville has graduation Sunday at 2:30 with 54 in this year's class. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a number of street projects. Replacement of Frank Marshall Drive will include removal of existing surface, replacing storm drains, and concrete finish, with an engineer's estimate of $200,000. Replacement of 18th Street from U.S. 36 to Carolina, north of the Casey store, would be concrete construction, estimated at $129,000. An intersection on Spring Street at 17th could be asphalt or concrete, with council consensus for concrete, with heavy trucks turning. The estimate is $120,000. Several locations were designated to continue curb and gutter work with around 1,000-foot total planned. All of these projects were approved, as well as approval given for design engineering at a cost of $21,000 for installing new manholes on Highway 36 and remodel of the bathrooms in the police station to be converted into a locker room for officers. Council approved an increase in the wage scale for lifeguards and staff at the Marysville City Pool. A manager has been hired. Hours for operation have not been finalized, as the city remains in need of additional lifeguards. Approval was given for $51,000 to refit a former sewer department truck into a dump truck for city use. Council moved to approve a planning and zoning recommendation that would change zoning on a property located south of U.S. 36, just west of Landall Company, from suburban residential to industrial. Landall plans to pave some of the property for completed trailer storage. Mayor Jason Barnes revisited the topic of improvements on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads in southeast Marysville. He mentioned the idea of developing a tax benefit district, but had no specifics how broad-ranging it might be. Cooperation with the county was again mentioned. Barnes asked if the council wanted legal counsel to explore options available. Intersections and feeder roads were also discussed, along with related infrastructure and the housing challenges facing the community. Area healthcare professionals are being recognized this week during National Skilled Nursing Week. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, May 13th. This month's box includes chicken leg quarters and fish fillets. This distribution is only for those Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, please bring along a copy of a proof of income Friday they can keep with your application. Distribution from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday 9 to 11 for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. The Harvesters Community Food Network will distribute food in Axtell Friday, noon until 1 or until it's gone. Please arrive by noon to be guaranteed food. Follow signs to the parking lot at 6th and Elm. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today runs a casserole, a muffin, sliced beets, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, fried chicken with mashed potatoes, green beans, and cinnamon pears. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today, and temperatures will stay warmer. South winds staying between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms will be likely overnight tonight, and winds will stay breezy out of the south. With our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s throughout Missouri. More showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Friday, with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and mid 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 74, record high on this date 96, the average low 53 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening at 8:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Sunshine 72 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
Share Quality Furniture values their patrons and pledges to maintain high standards of customer service and product throughout the year and beyond. Thank you for your patronage from Share Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Share. Financing available.
A night of comebacks. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA playoffs, the defending champion Bucks down 107-106 to the Celtics with 14 seconds to play, and Giannis Antetokounmpo at the line to tie it.
Missed the second. A collision for the rebound. Portis has got it. Shoots off the glass and scores. Timeout. Boston.
The call on ESPN Radio. The Bucks take their first lead since early in the second quarter and are able to hold on thanks to a clutch Drew Holiday steal off of Marcus Smart in the closing seconds. 110-107 the final. The Bucks take a 3-2 series lead and look to end Boston's season Friday in Milwaukee. No Ja? No problem for the Grizzlies as they demolished the Warriors 134-95 to stave off elimination. Steph Curry diagnosing.
Our game plan in terms of how we know we can beat this team, things we focus on, we did everything wrong. Turnovers, offensive rebounds, fouls.
The Warriors without coach Steve Kerr for a second game due to COVID. They still hold a 3-2 lead. Game 5 night in the Stanley Cup. It is said a 2-0 lead is the most dangerous in hockey. And the Penguins learned that lesson the hard way as the Rangers scored 3 goals on 3 consecutive shots to take the lead late in the second period. Jake Guentzel tied it up for the Pens, but early in the third.
Vetrano lost control of the puck. Now comes the Hedl who shoots and scores! Philip Hedl gives the Rangers the lead with a power play goal early in period 3.
Kenny Albert on 98.7 ESPN. The Rangers would add an empty net goal for the 5-3 final and look to even the series at 3 games apiece tomorrow night. An even bigger comeback in Sunrise, Florida. The Panthers erased a 3-0 Capitals lead. Carter Verhaeghe had 5 points on the night. 5-3 the final. The Panthers will look to close out the series in Washington tomorrow night. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
A send-off for the boys for the state tennis tournament is planned Thursday afternoon at 1 in the junior-senior high front steps. Parents and the public are welcome. Wishing Blake Spicer and Simeon Wassum best of luck as they compete in doubles. The annual Marysville High School Athletic Banquet was held Wednesday. KNDY Sports Booster Club scholarship winner was announced. Grace Schroller was selected by the Sports Booster Club members from among 14 nominees.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden visited a farm in Illinois yesterday, announcing action for U.S. farmers in the wake of the Russia-Ukraine war. The measures include increasing the number of counties eligible for double cropping insurance. The Biden administration is seeking to expand insurance for double cropping to as many as 681 additional counties, bringing the total number of counties where the practice qualifies for crop insurance to as many as 1,935. So more American farmers then will have financial security to start or expand double cropping. Another measure would cut costs for farmers by increasing technical assistance for technology-driven precision agriculture and other nutrient management tools. And the third measure would double funding for domestic fertilizer production. President Biden doubling his initial $250 million investment in domestic fertilizer production to now $500 million to lower costs and boost availability to farmers so they can obtain the inputs they need at the prices they can afford to maximize yields, the White House says. Well, Senate lawmakers are calling on the U.S. Trade Representative's office to dramatically improve transparency and consultation with Congress on pending trade agreements. Led by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and members of the Senate Finance Committee, they cited negotiations to waive intellectual property rules at the WTO, where details become public before Congress was briefed or shown the agreement, as a recent example. A joint statement from the lawmakers say we want to ensure that this is failure to consult properly with Congress will not be replicated in other areas. Congress has a primary authority, they say, to regulate tariffs and commerce with foreign nations under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And if it delegates authority to the executive branch with requirements, that it be consulted about trade policies. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Owenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Market's opening up a little bit here on a Thursday morning for a pre-Friday celebration. We saw the grain market yesterday, mostly higher. Livestock kind of mixed on the board after kind of a slower start to the day. Not a whole lot of movement. Grains were pretty consistent throughout the day. Livestock came up just slightly in the live cattle market especially. So we'll see what's in store for us today on a Thursday, getting towards the end of the week. In the corn market, things jumped up and stayed there throughout most of the day, with May corn sitting 15 and 3/4 cent higher yesterday at 802 and a quarter. July corn was also up by 13 and a quarter at 788 and a half. And the wheat market, May KC wheat was up by 18 cents at 1186 and a quarter, with the July up by 25 and a half cents, sitting at $12 and a half a cent per bushel. So kind of some big gains there in the soybean market as well. They saw some jumps up right towards the end, with May soybeans up 20 and a quarter cents at 1650 and a quarter, with the July soybeans up by 14 and a half cents in the green at 1606 and at 3/4. And the meal side, mostly lower for the day here, as May soybean meal wrapped up 730 lower at $400.60, with the July down by 360 at 397 and 90 cents. And the bean oil was mostly higher, with May soybean oil up a buck and a half at 89.45. July was up $2.41 at 83.45. And the cotton market, things a little bit higher there for the days. July cotton finished up 66 cents at 143.60. And the oats market had a bit of a gain as well, trying to rebound from the last few days, with May oats up by 4 pennies at 633 and a quarter. Over in the livestock yesterday, we saw things kind of mixed. Live cattle came up by the end of the day a little bit, as June live cattle finished a buck 17 higher at 133.57. August was in the green by 55 cents at 134.65. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, a little bit lower, as May was down 77 cents at 158.15. August down by a buck 85 at 170 even. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Where will you find the best deals? Porsche Trailer Sales, because they make it easy.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
New or a great selection of quality pre-owned trailers? When you're looking for the dealer that will treat you right price-wise and otherwise, well, we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. We've got what you're looking for. And at Horse Trailer Sales, that goes for service, too. At Horse Trailer Sales, you'll find easy bank financing. You deserve the best, and we make it easy at Horse Trailer Sales. Come on in today and see what we've got, because we'll save you so much more at Horse Trailer Sales.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Expecting around 500 head of cattle for the sale today, including 30 mixed steers and heifers weighing 4 to 600 pounds, 33 black steers and heifers 450 to 6, 21 weighing 450 to 650, 90 black steers and heifers 475 to 6 and a quarter, and 45 weighing in at 5 to 6. 10 Hereford steers weighing 5 to 6, 15 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 22 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 20 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 23 mixed steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 8, 40 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7, 13 black and white faced steers 625 to 650, 13 black steers and heifers 650 to 750, 40 mixed steers and heifers 650 to 8, 13 red steers and heifers weigh 750 to 8, 62 mixed steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter, and 6 purebred registered Charlotte heifers exposed or a bull weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Recycling might be part of your daily grind, but you can also make the daily grind part of your recycling. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 12th, the 132nd day of the year. Actress Kim Fields, Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale were all born on this day. If you've been throwing coffee grounds in the trash, you're missing some great recycling opportunities. For starters, they make a great deodorizer. Dried grounds hung in old pantyhose will deodorize basements and closets. You can use them as fertilizer for acid-loving plants. Farming your own night crawlers? They'll thrive when you add coffee grounds to the soil. And to really use up the last drop, use coffee grounds to cover furniture scratches. Steep the grounds in hot water and apply with a Q-tip. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household tips online anytime at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and 72 this morning with a south wind surging in. Unseasonably warm again today, highs well into the 90s, ahead of an approaching storm system, perhaps, later today, tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports local high school hero Bobby Witt Jr. hit a two-run double and had his first Major League 3 RBI game. And Whit Merrifield homered for the first time since last August as the Royals beat the Texas Rangers 8-2 in Arlington yesterday to snap a three-game losing streak. The Royals and Rangers play again tonight, first pitch set for 7.05 p.m. Wichita State sophomore Addison Barnard has been named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Year. It was announced yesterday afternoon. She is the second straight Shocker to earn Player of the Year honors after Sidney McKinney won the award last year. Wichita State placed 8 on the all-conference teams, tied for the most of any school with UCF. Barnard is the third Shocker to earn American Player of the Year honors, joining McKinney in 2021 and Mackenzie Wright in 2018. She also became a two-time first-team all-conference selection. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
A send-off for the boys for the state tennis tournament is planned Thursday afternoon at 1 in the junior-senior high front steps. Parents and the public are welcome, wishing Blake Spicer and Simeon Wassum best of luck as they compete in doubles. The annual Marysville High School Athletic Banquet was held Wednesday. KNDY Sports Booster Club scholarship winner was announced. Grace Schroller was selected by the Sports Booster Club members from among 14 nominees.
KNDY.
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all my life. There's just no rhyme or sense of completion. And in your eyes I see the missing pieces I'm searching for. I think I found my way home. sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all my life. A thousand angels dance around you. That I found you. I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting.
He's constantly carefully planting the seeds. The only thing missing is really the only thing she needs. And he can't give that to her, and she can't find it with him. She'll have to find her way out of a love she's not really in. She can live with what goes with leaving.